anointing or healing.
Amen. Amen.
We do pray for the continue to release your burden.
Amen.
What's on your heart?
Right.
Oh, for the whole church.
Amen.
For each one of us.
Amen.
Pray you will strengthen every one of us.
Amen.
Spirit and soul and body.
Amen.
So we can have the full capacity.
Right. Amen.
To receive your word, to respond to your word.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we do love you.
Amen.
We do thank you for this time.
Amen.
Lord, we open to you that you could speak.
Amen.
Whatever is on your heart.
Amen.
We praise you. We love you.
Amen.
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 Going back to last year,
我们回头讲去年,
don't worry, because I was out of the country and could not coordinate with the brothers as to what I should share.
因为我不在国内，我没有机会跟弟兄们配搭，我应该交通哪一方面。
So eventually, all I could do was give my testimony.
所以结果是我做了我的见证。
So you don't need to go back to that.
Go ahead, continue.
Amen. In order for us to go on from this morning, we have to remember what Brother Benjamin shared about prayer has to be the basis.
我们必须记得早晨陈弟兄交通关于祷告的事。
In other words, our brother spoke, you might say, somewhat from the negative side.
或许你觉得我们弟兄交通是在消极的一面谈到祷告的事。
But now we want to speak rather from the positive side.
我们现在要讲积极的一面。
What the Lord has in mind for all of us.
到底主为着我们大家在哪一方面?
To start, again, we're not going to get something very complicated, deep and heavy.
我们不会讲很复杂、很重的话或者很高的、很深的话。
But to start, in order for us to pray, we have to be in spirit.
Amen.
祷告我们首先是需要在灵里。
Ephesians 6:18 tell us very clearly.
以弗所书6章18节非常清楚地告诉我们。
Tells us very clear that we pray at every time in spirit.
Amen.
所以我们要 时时在灵里祷告,
not sometimes,
不是有些时候,
at every time.
是时时,
so we need to go through the exercise that Brother Benjamin mentioned in the morning.
所以我们需要照着陈弟兄早晨交通很实际的步骤来祷告。
We need to confess. We need to exercise to touch the Lord. Once we touch the Lord, we can go on. But in our natural self, we cannot go on. So what is the significance of prayer?
那祷告的意义是什么呢?
The significance of prayer is to contact God.
Amen.
属灵的意义啊, 祷告就是接触神。
And in that sense, we have a big advantage.
就正面来讲, 我们有一个很大的, 益处。
God is in the third heavens.
神是在三层天上。
But he's also in our spirit.
但是神也在我们灵里。
In our mind, we may think God is far away. He's not.
在我们的心思里面啊，我们以为神是啊在三层天上很远，但是其实不是。
He's very near to us.
神与我们非常的亲近。
All right. Who should initiate the prayer?
那祷告是谁发起呢？
Let's say we come to the Lord. Let's say we confess our sins. Let's say we really turn to the Lord.
好。
What next?
我们到主面前来，我们呢承认我们的罪，那我们之后怎么办？
The Lord is in our spirit.
主在我们的灵里。
He is now the life-giving spirit.
他现在是赐生命的灵。
The life-giving spirit is mingled with our spirit.
赐生命的灵与我们的灵调和。
So, what happens is that the Lord will give us a sense, a feeling.
其实主在我们的灵里啊，他会给我们感觉。
As to what to pray.
就是我们需要祷告什么
？As to how to pray，
还有怎么祷告
？And I don't know if you have experience, but it is really amazing what God does with a few minutes of prayer.
是非常奇妙的，在几分钟的里面呢、啊，主在祷告的事上，他会做。
If we pray in God.And God prays in us, then He has a way to speak to us.
如果我们在神里祷告，神在我们里面祷告，那他就有机会向我们说话。
So spiritual prayer is not directed by our mind, our emotions, our will, but rather by the feeling in our spirit.
所以这个祷告啊，不是从我们的心思，也不是从我们的情感，也不是从我们意志发起的，而是从我们的灵里发起的。
So, what is our responsibility?
那我们的责任是什么呢？
Our responsibility is to pray according to that feeling.
我们的责任呢，就是照着我们里面的感觉来祷告。
And I will give you a testimony.
我做一个我的见证。
Not that I want to exalt myself, but rather expose myself.
不是我要抬高自己，乃是我要暴露我的自己。
There's a relative of my wife, a college student.
我姊妹就是我妻子啊，她有一个亲戚，是一个大专生。
She has gone away from the Lord. She's distracted.
她离开了主她被别的事情分了心。
But through contact time and again, we try to have morning revival.
所以跟她在这跟她持续的接触里，我们就希望跟她早晨一同晨更。
She would forget, or she would get up too late.
她有时候忘了，她有时候起得太晚了。
And then I was supposed to call so that she didn't have to use many minutes in her cell phone.
我会打电话，就叫她少用她的这个电话的那个时间。
So this morning, this last week, the Lord touched me.I want you to pray about this.
所以在过去的星期啊，主就摸着我，为这一件事情来祷告。
It was a feeling. It was a sense in my spirit.
这是在我灵里面的感觉。
So, I went to my office and I prayed on my knees.
所以我就到我的房间我跪下来祷告。
Just a few minutes.
几分钟的时间。
I couldn't believe it. The phone rang.
结果我的电话就响了。
She called.
结果她打电话给我。
And all we can do is pray, read two verses because she's very busy and she has many things to do.
她很忙，她要做的事情很多，我们能够花的时间就是几分钟。
This time she said, do you think it would be all right after we pray, read these verses to have a time of prayer?
她就讲啊，哎，我们导读这些经节之后呢，我们可不可以再有一点祷告？
We never had that.
我们成功里面没有这一项。
So you see, it's just a few minutes of prayer.
所以这就是几分钟祷告的结果，就有这样的结果。
And the Lord answers.
主就回答了祷告。
The Lord is waiting for us to pray.
主是等着我们来祷告。
So.All right. According to the Lord's burden, what should we pray for?
照着主的负担啊，我们应该为什么祷告呢？
Maybe for that we could read 1 John 5:14.
为着这个，也许我们可以一起读一下《约翰一书》1:15。5:15。
Let's read it together.
我们一起读5:14啊。
This is the boldness which we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. What do you think is the natural concept about this verse?
这一节经节啊，它的观念是什么呢？
I have a need. I need a car.
我有一个需要。我需要一部车。
If it's the Lord's will, then He'll give me the car.
如果是主的旨意的话呢，他就会给我这个车。
Nonsense!
这是不合理的。
God wants us to pray according to His will, for what's in His heart, for what He desires.
神要我们为着他的旨意祷告，为他心上的事情祷告。
The thing is that.God cannot do anything unless we pray.
我们如果不祷告的话呢，神就不做事。
God does not act independently. Yes, God has a will, but He expects us to pray for His will to be done.
神不独立的做事，他有一个心意，但是他需要我们需要来祷告，跟他配合。
So God's intention is to accomplish His will through our prayer.
所以神要借着我们的祷告来成功他的旨意。
So the purpose of prayer is that we are one with God's will.
所以祷告的目的就是我们跟他的旨意合一。
So we ask God to do what He desires to do what is His will.
所以我们求神照着他的旨意来成功。
Just like the hymn we sang, right?
就像我们唱的诗歌。
Like the engine needs the tracks to move.
就像一个火车需要铁轨来行动。
So we need to pray so that God can work.
所以我们需要祷告，这样神就能够做事。
You might say, well, wait a minute. God is omnipotent. There's nothing He can't do.
也许你说啊，神无所不能，他凡事都能。
Yes, but He limits Himself to what we pray for.
但是呢，他限制他的自己，我们怎么祷告，他怎么做。
So then, we have a very familiar verse, which is Matthew 6:10.
马太福音6:10.
Matthew chapter 6:10.
马太福音第六章第十节。
You know, The disciples saw many times the Lord was praying.
门徒们啊，常常看见主祷告。
The Lord prayed before he did anything in order to be one with the Father.
在主做一切事之前，他先祷告，为的是与父是一。
So the disciples asked the Lord, "Teach us how to pray."
所以门徒啊，跟主耶稣讲，请主教导我们怎么祷告。
You know, our natural concept would be.Maybe deal with the enemy, bring in the kingdom, forget about everything else.
我们以为啊，啊、就是叫就是对付神的仇敌，然后带进神的国，这样就可以了。
But what he wants us to pray is your kingdom come.
Amen. 但是他教导我们的祷告是愿你的国来临。
You're going to say, well, God is going to.Come with his kingdom whenever he decides.
我们可能想啊，主要他的国来就来嘛。
Why do you think the Lord Jesus asked his disciples to pray? Right, your kingdom come.
如果这样的话，主为什么教导门徒说这样祷告，愿你的国来临？
We need to pray for the kingdom to come.
我们需要祷告，父的国来临。
And then, the last prayer in the Bible, in Revelation 22:20, the next to the last verse.
最后一个祷告在圣经里面是启示录二十二章第二十节。
The Lord says, "He who testifies this thing says, 'Yes, I come quickly.'"
见证这些事的说，是的，我必快来。这是主耶稣说的话。阿门。
And the apostle John says, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus."
那使徒就讲，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。阿门。
Oh, but you're going to tell me, oh, if the Lord comes.Oh no, I'm not ready. Oh, I didn't grow enough. Oh, I'm not mature.
我们说愿主来临的话，那我现在还没有预备好，我现在还没有成熟啊。
Forget about yourself.
我们需要忘掉我们的自己。
If we love the Lord,
如果我们爱主
we want Him to come.
我们要他来。
Forget about whether you're ready or not ready.
我们要忘掉，我们自己预备好没有
？Lord Jesus, come.
我们需要祷告说，主耶稣啊，愿你来。
And we have this in Daniel.
在但以理书里面也提到。
In Daniel chapter 9, we just had a training on Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 2 and 3.
第二节和第三节。
Here we find that the Bible and prayer come together.
在这里我们看见呢，圣经的话和祷告合在一起。
Let's read verses 2 and 3 together.
我们读第二节、第三节。
In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by means of the scriptures.Number of the years which came Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem 70 years. So I set my face toward the Lord God to seek him in prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So here we see thatDaniel discovered the time was about ready for the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem.
但以理从经书上知道，耶和华临到圣言者耶利米的话，就是论到，以色列人回埃及的70年将满。
You might say, well, didn't Jeremiah prophesy at 70 years he's coming back? Why do you need to pray for it?
也许你会说啊，这个耶利米书，耶利米在他的书上讲到， 七十年满的时候呢，以色列人就会回到耶路撒冷。
We need to pray, Your will be done.
但是我们还需要祷告，所以我们需要祷告说，主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
In the training, we had this portion on Daniel.
所以在这个训练的书上，我们有讲到这一部分的话。
Just a couple of lines. Yeah. In Roman numeral 3, Daniel joined himself to God's desire through God's word.
在第二篇信息第三大点，但以理借着神的话语，连于神的心意。
You may ask, when we put out the morning worksheet, why does it have 10 or 11 verses?
也许你会问呢，这个晨更经节啊，你如果注意的话呢，每天呢它有十节或者十一节经节。
So that we can find the verse that we can apply to ourselves.
因为这些经节啊，是叫我们呢，在这些经节的里面有主的话，我们可以应用在我们的身上。
That can become something objective after we pray, subjective after we pray.
就是叫我们呢，有一些主观的话，我们可以祷告。
So, in A, it says Daniel was not only a person who read God's word regularly, but also a person who was joined to God's word.
所以第三大点的第一重点讲到，但以理不仅是常读神话语的人，而且还是与神的话连得起来的人。
And then number 4, the Bible should affect our living, and we should be joined to the Bible.
在小四这里就提到，圣经应该影响我们的生活，我们也应该连于圣经。
Then, not only we need to pray individually, but also corporately.
我们不但应该自己祷告，我们也应该啊跟别人一起祷告。
I'd like to ask you a question. Which is the most poorly attended meeting of the church?
我问你们一个问题，这个教会聚会里面哪个聚会啊来的人最少？
You all know, right?
你们大家都知道啊。
It's a church meeting.
Church prayer meeting?
I mean the church prayer meeting, sorry.
是教会的祷告聚会。
But if the church doesn't pray, how can God move?
如果教会不祷告，那神怎么行动呢？
So we need to realize the highest work of the church is to pray for God's will.
所以教会最高的工作乃是啊，为着神的旨意祷告。
Again, let us remember, we don't start prayer by our mind, emotion, or will, but according to our feeling in our spirit.
所以我再提醒大家一下，我们的祷告呢，不是从我们的心思、情感、意志发起的，乃是照着我们灵里的感觉来祷告。
Something that Brother Benjamin said this morning is when we pray, we stop ourselves.
陈弟兄今天早上交通道，我们祷告的时候呢，我们要停下我们的自己。
If we can do that something by ourselves, we don't need to stop and pray.
也许我们以为我们可以凭着自己祷告，我们不需要停下来再祷告。
We need to realize the overcomers are really the undercomers.
我们要知道这个得胜者其实是不那么得胜啊。
We have to realize we can't make it.
我们必须了解啊，我们自己不能。
We have to stop ourselves. Before we do anything, we have to pray.
我们必须停下我们的自己，在我们做一切事之前 我们先祷告。
The Lord Jesus always prayed before he did anything.
主耶稣在做一切事之前，他先祷告。
Actually, when he chose the 12 disciples, the Gospel of Luke tells us he prayed all night.
在主耶稣拣选十二个门徒之前，他连彻夜祷告。
That's not our concept. Our concept is you, and that's it.
啊，这个不是我们的观念。我们以为主耶稣要选十二个门徒啊，他就指着这些门徒啊，选这十二个就可以了。
But he needed to be one with the Father in choosing the 12 disciples.
在拣选十二使徒的事情上，
even
主耶稣要与父是一。
Even in his choosing of Judas.
甚至他拣选卖他的犹大。
So as we said before, God is omnipotent, but he's limited by us.
一面神是无所不能，但是神也受我们限制。
I know, we know we can't help God. But what about sin?
What about, 我知道我们不能够帮助神。
What about laziness?
但是我们的罪和我们的懒惰呢？
What about indifference?
还有我们的忽略。
What about passivity?
我们的被动。
What about being self-centered?
还有就是我们的以自我中心。
Me, myself, and I.
我自己。
I'm the whole universe.
我就是这个宇宙的中心。
What happens? God has to limit himself, and he can't do what he wants to do because we don't pray.
因为我们不祷告，神就不能够做他要做的。
We need to be those that have nothing to hinder the Lord.
我们必须是啊，没有任何拦阻主做事的事情。
So when he gives us that feeling in our spirit, we can act accordingly.
所以当主在灵里面给我们感觉的时候呢，我们就应该照着那个感觉来反应。
And then we come to the last part, and that is that our prayer needs to be a persevering in prayer.
还有就是我们需要持续、坚定、持续的祷告。
In Colossians 4:2, let's read that together.
在哥罗西书四章二节，我们一起来读。我们要坚定持续的祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Interesting. It says, "Persevere in prayer, comma, watching in it with thanksgiving."
这句话是讲到你们要坚定持续的祷告，逗点，在此警醒感恩。
Persevere means we continue.
坚定持续就是我们继续的、持续的。
We don't say, "Oh, the Lord didn't hear my prayer. Forget about it."
我们不能说啊，主不听我祷告，我就忘了，我就算了。
We used to have a dear brother in the church here.
我们有一位啊，过去有一位非常啊，亲爱的弟兄啊，在这纽约市召会。
He prayed for a relative 20 years.
他为他的亲戚啊祷告了二十年。
And the relative got saved.
然后这个亲戚啊就得救了。
This is to persevere.
这是啊坚定持续的祷告。
Then we also need to watch.
然后我们还需要
We need to watch concerning our prayer.
我们需要警醒，为着我们的祷告警醒。
A lot of things happen when we pray.
我们祷告的时候，就会很多事情发生。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Satan hates that we pray.
这个撒旦啊，恨我们祷告。
The whole world is against our prayer.
整个的全世界啊，都在啊这里阻挡我们的祷告。
So when we pray, all kinds of things can happen.
所以我们祷告的时候啊，很多事情都会发生。
So we need to persevere, but we also need to watch.
所以我们一方面需要坚定持续的祷告，还需要警醒。
I find what helps me is I pray for the Lord Himself to guard my morning revival.
我常常啊，求主为我的晨更啊，向主祷告。我求主啊。就是在我成根的事上呢，警醒。
Actually, First John 5:19, I believe it is, tells us that the whole world lies in the evil one.
在约翰一书五章十九节那里讲到，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
So.Concerning this verse, there's one more thing besides persevere and watching.
在哥罗西书这里，除了警醒之外，他还提到另外一件事。
With thanksgiving.
就是啊，警醒感恩。
This is a characteristic of those who pray. They thank the Lord for everything.
这是祷告的人呐，他特别的人，特别的一个。一个特征就是、他是感恩的人。
So actually, not being thankful is a sign of prayerlessness.
如果我们不是一个感恩的人、就说出我们不是一个祷告的人。
Because if we pray and the Lord answers us, we need to thank Him.
因为我们祷告，主回答我们，我们就会、感谢，就会感恩。
Because if we pray and the roof caves in, we still need to thank Him.
The roof caves.
The roof caves in.
所以我们祷告的时候，即使啊这个房顶啊塌下来的时候啊，我们还是要感谢。
In other words, we need to be thankful to the Lord for everything.
换句话说，我们要凡事感恩。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Romans 8:28-30, we don't have time to look at it, tells us that all things work together for good、Amen. to those who love God,、Amen. who are called according to His purpose. But we like to stop there.
因为罗马书八章二十八节那里讲到，万有都互相效力，叫爱神的人，就是照他旨意被召的人呐、叫他们得益处。
But the next verse tells us, in order that we be conformed to the image of the firstborn son.
但是下一节经节就讲啊，好叫我们磨成他儿子的形象。
So even the bad things happen so that we could be conformed to the image of his firstborn son.
所以即使啊不好的事情发生呢，他也是叫我们呢、好磨成他儿子的形象。
And finally,
最后
we have Matthew 18:19-20.
最后我们读马太福音十八章。
Let's read that these two verses together.
十九节二十节，我们一起读。我要实在。
Whatever earth has been bound in heaven, be loose on earth, that be loose in heaven. Yeah. 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 Heaven.Amen. So here it tells us, very clearly in verse 19, If two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter.
圣礼十九节很清楚地告诉我们，你们就是我们中间若有两个人在地上，在他们所求的任何事上和谐一致。
What does it say? It will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens.
下面讲啊，他们无论求什么，都必从我在诸天之上的父得着成全。
Since we are a child, we're taught to be independent.
从我们年幼的时候呢，别人就告诉我们啊，我们要独立。
And let the children express themselves. You can't spank them.
叫这个你不能打小孩，要让那个小孩子啊自由发展。
If you spank him, you limit his expression.
如果你打小孩啊，你就是让不让小孩啊。自由地发表他自己。
But we need to see. We need one another.
我们需要看见呢，我们都需要别的人。
We need the other members of the body.
我们需要其他主身体上的肢体。
When we pray, the world is against us. Satan is against us.We not only need to pray individually, but in twos and threes.
所以我们祷告的时候呢，魔鬼反对我们，整个世界都反对我们，所以我们需要不但是个人，我们还需要有两三个人一起来祷告。
And we don't have to turn to the verses, but in Daniel 2:17-18, Daniel found out he was going to be killed with all the wise men. Why?Because the king decided something unreasonable.
在但以理书二章那里讲到，但以理发现因着王的命令，他和他的同伴呢，要跟巴比伦其余的哲士一同灭亡。
He had a dream. He forgot the dream, and he wanted people to tell him what the dream was and the interpretation.
这个尼布甲尼撒王啊，他有个梦，他忘了这个梦，但是他要别人呢、告诉他这个梦，还解他这个梦。
So what did Daniel do? He first asked the king to give him some time.
所以但以理他就回应，告诉请王啊宽于他几天。
Give him some time for what? To think?
是不是给他几天，他好好想一想这个梦呢
？For him to go home to pray with his three companions，
是叫他回家，他可以跟他的三个同伴一同祷告。
We must have prayer companions，
所以我们必须有祷告的同伴。
Otherwise, we can't make it。
不然的话呢，我们自己没办法持久。
Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to pray for the unsaved people and your relatives.
这不是说我们不要为这个福音朋友还有亲戚们呢他们得救祷告。
But you also need to pray for God's will.
我们除了那些祷告，我们还需要为神的旨意祷告。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We're going to open the rest of the time for sharing from the saints. But before we do that, we would like to, this morning we had a meeting hall by meeting hall to stand up. What we'd like to do now is we'd like to have all those by district, by hall, right, who have either gotten saved, come to the church life,or moved here within this last year. Okay,
so... 我们现在的时间呢是要把这个时间开放所以所有的弟兄姊妹呢都可以有点交通但是在这个之前呢我们早晨呢是照着分不同的区域曼哈坦啊 Flushing 还有这边我 我们大家站起来。但是我们在这里呢，这个时间呢，我们是盼望 this year。
Right, from, well, all of, within 2012 or the first 2 weeks of 2013.
就是我们要请在这个2012年或者是2013年这几个星期呢，你们是出来就是刚刚得救的2002年整年跟2013年呢，这段时间你们在这里得救的，或者从别的地方来的，或者你们是本地的，也是新来的，我们需要愿意先认识你们一下。
Because we've had some that have gotten saved within these 2 weeks. Praise the Lord.
One was going to be baptized today.
Right. But, yeah.
因为我们听说有些是最近才信主得救的。
Right. And I met someone this morning. This was their first church meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. 甚至有人坐在这里是他参加召会聚会的第一个聚会。
So, let's find out firstly from Manhattan. Could you stand up if you've either moved here, came into the church life, or received the Lord within this last year? Could you stand up?
所以在这个曼哈坦这一年，还有就是2013年搬过来的或者出蒙恩的新的都可以站起来。
Yes, yes, right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Amen. Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢。
Now in Flushing.
法拉盛去年一年得救的，还有是今年
Amen. Now among those, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Among those, thank you. 谢谢。Among those meeting here in Jamaica States.
在皇后区，在这个会所这里。
Newly saved, newly baptized, or moved here. Amen. Yeah, there are quite a number that had to go. Amen.
Yeah, 有些弟兄姊妹因为已经离开了。像我们姊妹的爸爸就是昨天才受浸的，大概已经离开了
Yeah, yeah.
So her father was baptized last night.
Right. Amen.
But he left early.
Right. Amen. Now we'd like to open for your sharing. So please feel free.Come up.
我们现在就把这个聚会打开让弟兄姊妹都可以交通
Amen.
特别是刚才提到的。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, 感谢主。我是昨天晚上才受浸的姊妹，所以我很激动，想跟大家分享一下我的心情，谢谢。我叫杨文培，然后一直在法拉盛的那个教会，我一直有参加，然后昨天我终于得救了，然后进到我们这个大家庭，成为大家的一员，也感谢主给我这属灵的福分，让我与大家一同侍奉主，诚心实意的向主祷告，成为一个真正的基督徒。感谢主，感谢侍奉你的名，阿门。
Our sister just got baptized last night. And she was very excited to meet all the saints and couldn't wait to meet all the saints. And she looked forward to grow with all the saints and to pursue the Lord and to live the church life. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. I guess from this morning, there's one word that particularly struck me, and that is God's burden. Amen. That God has a point of view. And if you work in a company, a secret to success is that you know the company's point of view. If you're living or breathing, it's important to see God's point of view. Because He created all things.Because of His will, they were and were created. And I also appreciated that if we see that God has a burden, there's also a way for us to enter into His burden. And that's through prayer and also through His word. So I was very encouraged this morning that we can be those who can enter into God's burden.
Amen. 今天早上我很摸着一句话，就是 负担，我们需要看见神的负担，我们也需要尽到神的负担。你在一个公司做事，你要知道，神的负担也就是神的眼光，神的观点。在一个公司做事，你要知道那个公司的观点是什么。那我们今天在这里我们需要知道神的负担。神是为着万有来，为着他的旨意创造万有。那我们也看见，我们有了负担之后，我们可以进入主的负担，那就是借着祷告。所以我们都需要有一个祷告的生活，进入主的负担。
I was touched this morning too by a brother saying that we all have a gift. Amen. This gift is pray. It's also our responsibility too. So let's pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们都有一个恩赐，我们可以祷告，也我们也都有这个义务，我们要来祷告。我们每个人都可以祷告，所以我们让我们多有祷告。Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Earlier this week.Well, we heard the brother say that when we go to pray, we should stop and pray. Get something from the Lord. Also, that this verse and a lot of verses, the Lord loves thanksgiving when we pray. Very quick testimony. And to Daniel, when he had bad news, he found out that Darius' letter was signed. He went to the Lord in prayer. I got a sum of money that I loaned the brother, and he gave it back to me. And I said, oh, great, I can pay off.All of this with this lump sum of money. But necessary bills came in. House bills, car repair, a number of bills came in. And each time I thanked the Lord. Wow, thank you, Lord. You got money. This money's here to cover it. But Wednesday I got a bill in the mail I didn't expect. And I'm saying, now I'm feeling kind of bad because now the money's getting low. So on my way upstairs to pray, that's my habit. When I get bad news, I turn to the Lord first, even before I open the letter. This looks like a bill or something.So I'm on my way upstairs, and I'm saying, now how can I find thanks for this? And I get into my prayer position, and the Lord gave me a word of enlightenment that just broke clear. He brought to mind Job 1, I think it's 9 through 12. And it fit my situation because I've experienced this before, where the enemy tries us. He tried Job. If he can't get us to curse God, at least a little moaning like,Why are you allowing this to happen to me? So once I got that, I said, thank you, Lord, again, that even in this bill, you've allowed this money to cover it. Saints, he loves thanksgiving. He does rule. Even when Satan attacks us, God puts a stipulation. You can't go but this far with this child of God.
Amen. 我们的祷告需要带着感恩。就像但以理他听到这个坏消息之后，他马上就去找他的同伴一起有祷告。那我也与弟兄做了一个见证，他通常拿到这个账单的时候，他常常他有的时候他不知道有哪些钱来付这个账单，但主总是带着他过去。但在过去这周三的时候，他收到一个账单是他没有预计要收到的，所以当他不知道要怎么来付这个账单的时候，当他去祷告的时候，他。一开始觉得没有办法感恩，后来主就给他一个经节，是在约伯书的一个经节。撒旦有的时候如果没有办法叫我们咒主神，他常常会叫我们来埋怨神，所以他得了这句主的话，他就得着供应。我们不要埋怨神，我们需要祷告，也要带着感恩。
Amen. I really like these two phrases from Daniel chapter 9 verses 2 and 3.I, Daniel, understood by means of the scriptures.、Amen. So I set my face toward the Lord God to seek him in prayer and supplications.
Amen.
You know, today we know what God's word is. His word, his will, is that he would build a church.
Amen.
So our prayer can be in this direction.
Amen.
I just enjoyed, may we be those also who join ourselves to God's word.
Amen. Amen. 在但以理书九章，但以理他知道了耶利米书的预言之后，他就把他自己连于主的话，他按着主的话，按着主的负担有一些祷告。所以感谢主，我们也需要连于主的话，我们有主的话，我们就需要有祷告。
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord for the Lord's day.
Amen.
Just really feel that our eyes have been enlightened.
Amen.
Oh, just to hear what the Lord had to say.
Amen.
Well, as the brother was sharing, he mentioned how we need a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
To see the things concerning his heart. But I'll add another thing to that. As you go on from that prayer, it says that we may know what is the hope of his calling.
Amen.
I can tell you, saints, just after today, I'm just so filled with hope.
Amen.
Well, the footnote for that word hope says this. So listen to this. The hope of God's calling includes four items.
Amen.
One, Christ himself.
Amen.
And the salvation he will bring to us when he comes back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then number two, the rapturous transfer from the earthly physical realm to the heavenly spiritual sphere.
Amen.
Wow, what a word, rapturous transfer. Do we not need rapturous transfer from so many things?
Amen.
And then number three, the kingly enjoyment with Christ in the millennium.
Amen.
And then number four, the consummate enjoyment of Christ in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus,
amen.
May you just grant us such a vision.
Amen.
The vision of prayer.
Amen.
Oh, the vision of the hope of your calling.
Amen. 感谢主，今天是主日，我们的眼睛能够被开启。我们来看，我很摸着一节经节，主要赐我们一个智慧和启示的灵。但今天我更摸着他下面所说的话，让我们知道我们的呼召，有何等的盼望。在恢复版圣经的注解里呢，这个盼望包括四件事。第一个就是基督自己，包括他来要带给我们的救恩。第二呢，就是我们要被提从属地的光景到属天的光景。那第三呢，我们要在千年国里跟主有一同的享受。第四就是在耶路撒冷西耶路撒冷，我们对主有那个终极的享受，所以让我们来警醒的祷告。Amen.
Last year this time, I just found out about like 2 months into my cancer. So this year I'm standing here, I feel much stronger. I want to thank all the saints for praying for me. I'm very strong, and the Lord continue on in my life, and not just physically recovering me, but spiritually, and I have some growth, and I enjoy this morning sharing about how the brothers encourage us to continue on in the journey of faith. And this week we enjoy a verse when we were pre-reading it. It was called Heaven's Rule, and everybody was getting over there and Heaven's Rule. And then our brother told us about foretelling and foretelling. What's the exact word, please?
Foretelling. Foretelling.
Right. Foretelling. F-O-R-T-H. Never mind about the foretelling. The foretelling. As the brother was sharing about this, I made the connection. I'm going through a lot, not just physically, but, you know, spiritually speaking, you know, it's really difficult. We're preparing for this coming gathering, you know, there's a lot of saints going behind it, and everybody put themselves aside and try to make this thing happen. And so, you know, you need to build up with someone, and everybody has their own way, and it's difficult, and I really go through it this week. And I was before the Lord, I was in tears, I confessed. Somehow inside there was no balance, you know, even though you did all the right thing, you know, I prayed and I confessed. I took the blood, you know, I forgive. And it was an imbalance in me. And the Lord just took me. And finally, I realized, I'll keep it short. I'm sorry, I'm getting too long. You know, King Nebuchadnezzar had this dream with the image, right? The image was crushed at the end by the stone. We all have an image in our heart. You know, nowadays, if you look at the whole world, it's not too much big image. Okay, America was big, but not is so popular anymore. You know, iPod was popular. You know, people go after iPod, but even that can go down. So really, what is the Lord talking about? All those kingdom. To me, the kingdom is whatever you enjoy doing and pursuing. That's my kingdom. My kingdom might be different than yours, but the image of this kingdom must be crushed. I must turn my heart to the kingdom of God. I must see what God want to accomplish in me. Then the kingdom is mine. So our brother made a connection. Our foretelling is to connect the now with eternity. So how do you connect the now with eternity? When you go through your turmoil or your experience, negative or positive, if you can connect your experience with what God want to accomplish in you, and it's all for his eternity, eternal value, you have just foretell the Lord. I'm telling you my experience. The Lord is so practical. You don't have to wait until his second coming. Today, you can experience the Lord. Today, we can enjoy his kingdom if we let him.
Amen. 我们姊妹要谢谢大家为他的祷告。 他为着癌症的治疗，在过去这一年经过了一些许多的难关， 但是弟兄姊妹为他祷告。 然后他为着这次今天的聚会有一些准备， 和弟兄姊妹一同的配搭， 学了许多的功课。 我们都需要更多的祷告被建造在一起。
今天是我们纽约市教会的一个盛大的聚会，我非常的喜乐，但是我还是再一次的想感谢主拣选了我，让我在纽约市教会里享受这种满满的属灵的生活。今天呢，我站在这里其实是想代表我的母亲来给大家做一次见证的，我想请我妈妈站起来。 我母亲刚刚从中国来这里还不到两个月，然后呢，她在之前呢，在中国是一个，其实她很想去寻找寻基督，找我们的神，结果因为走错了门，进入了基督，天主教，她成为了一个天主虔诚的天主教徒。然后我就和我的家人都有祷告，希望我的母亲早一天来到美国，然后回到我们的纽约市教会，真正的享受了主的爱。然后感谢主，母亲顺利的移民来到了我们纽约市教会。然后呢，Yeah. Yeah, 2 months ago。Yes，然后我母亲来了以后会跟我交通，她说：“啊，你跟在中国不一样，改变了很多。”所以感谢主，真的，因为主改变了我的性情，真的有份于神的性情，真的是很喜乐的一件事情。Amen。是啊，我要分享的东西太多，然后今天呢，我还想就有一个小小的一个请求，今天在这个很属灵的这个氛围里，我想 求助所有的在场的弟兄姊妹们，然后因为今天是一个很特殊的日子，今天是我妈咪的生日，然后我妈咪放弃了所有的那个聚餐，然后说跟我们在一起，一直待在现在，所以我希望弟兄姊妹们能跟我一起在灵里送上我妈妈一个最珍贵的礼物，因为我想了很久，我送什么给她，她物质上的东西都不缺乏，我想 一个真正的神圣的礼物，那就是我们属灵的祝福，让我们弟兄姊妹们一起祝他生日快乐 ，Happy Birthday， Amen，
Amen， 感谢主。所以，our sister's mother came and she's very burdened for her mother to get saved. And her mother, when she got here, she also realized that she had changed quite a lot. She has so much that she wants to share, but because of the time, she couldn't mention all that. So she just asked if all the saints, today is her mother's birthday. She been considering what to give it to her mom. So she just asked all the saints to tell happy birthday to her mom. and really want to let her know that this is her home. Amen.
Well, saints, I really enjoyed this morning to see that there is that Paul himself had a journey of faith. And even in the burden of prayer, I realized that actually even our prayer life and the content of our prayer can also be a journey, right? It's a journey that we have to progress in. And I appreciate that we need to see that our prayer life is a journey and that it needs to progress and it needs to advance. You know, our prayers, it really needs to be transferred from our personal realm into the realm of God's economy. And I appreciate our brothers brought up the fact that this starts very early on with our confession, right? Top down, outside, inside, right? And we need to stop ourselves, right? If we don't stop ourselves, that means that we still think that we can pray by our natural ability. But when we stop ourselves, that means we leave no room for the natural self to be expressed in our prayer.
Amen.
Right? That whatever we pray is just the Lord's prayer. And you know, saints, I and finally, this last matter of the kingdom come. I was so touched even from the training and the brother sharing that the Lord gave us the principles of prayer for a reason, right? He said, your kingdom come, right? The fact is that God must gain a group of people on the earth who will agree that his kingdom must come, right? You and I, right, we in our prayer, we must agree that God's kingdom has to come. We must agree that God's will has to be done. If in our personal prayer we're praying things of our personal realm, of our personal interest, and no one agrees with God that his will must be done, his will not be accomplished, and the age of mystery will not be finished. All right, so saints, right, we need to progress, right, even in our journey, the journey of our prayer life, right, to pray the prayers that God needs.
Amen. 就像保罗经过这个信心的历程，我们也需要跟他有同样的历程，特别是在我们的祷告生活上，我们的祷告需要从为自己的在自己的范围祷告的范围里到神心意，为着神心意祷告的范围，所以我们需要继续为着神的旨意祷告，而不光是一直为我们自己的事情祷告。
阿门。感谢主，听得到吗？感谢主。我是之前在纽约曼哈顿聚会啊，这个今天的聚会对我是特别的，会真的很特别。我已经一年都没有聚会了，因为工作的情形，我觉得我今天的来聚会真的好像被掳的人呐、啊、释放出来，说主啊，我回来了，主耶稣，谢谢你。
Amen。
我一直都是胆怯的人，主啊，谢谢你敢讲的我。我可以在这里看见你身体是这样的美好，主啊，在这里见证主啊，你真是可爱的主。
Amen。
主啊，开我们的眼睛，每一天都来珍赏你的美丽。
Amen。
哦，见证你这个在地上，主啊，真的是好美。
对。
主啊，好像那玩女。哦，主耶稣啊，谢谢你。
Amen。
哦，主啊，我觉得好多要说，但是我很紧张。感谢主。
Amen。
我现在有一些情形。但是感谢主，因着弟兄姊妹的爱，他们都会送那个 email 给我。然后每一次回到主的话里面呢，我就觉得我真的是医治了。主啊，谢谢你。最近又有姊妹送给我，就是说，但以理的书。我觉得我的环境里面我真的受不了，主耶稣。我一个晚上去找姊妹，但是姊妹不在，她回台湾了。另外一个晚上我就找那个长老，我就在他面前哭，我们就在电话里面。哦，主耶稣啊，但是感谢主，
是
啊，经过祷告之后呢，他就把我说，他说，哎，主啊，我是甚至都没办法听，我是在那哭。我觉得主啊，我们这个人是不愿意受苦的人，真的是难处来的时候我们就躲避。主啊，谢谢你借着难处啊，真是把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Amen。
哦，主啊，是诸天在掌权。
Amen。
超越的基督。
Amen。
哦，主耶稣，我们爱你。
Amen。
主耶稣，我们爱你。
Amen。
主啊，充满我们。
Amen。
然后我又看到一个 message 说，我们黎弟兄、黎拓生弟兄啊，他关在监狱里面，他甚至都不能说主啊，我爱你，他都不能说，真的好感动。主啊，真的是我们今天好幸福，好幸福。
Amen。
我们可以在这么多人、这么多人这样子，可以一起扶持，说主啊，我爱你。
Amen。
在这一起分享，怎么样来享受主？
Amen。
哦，主啊，我们真是需要感恩。
Amen。
主，我们感谢你。
Amen。
主啊，我们愿意把自己奉献给你。
Amen。
哦，主啊，来充满我们。
Amen。
虽然我们是笨口拙舌的，但是我们也是有恩赐，因为我们可以祷告，感谢主。
Amen。I used to go to the meeting in Manhattan, but I haven't been meeting for more than a year because of work. And it's so good to see all the saints.
Amen.
And I really feel like a captive that have been free.
Amen.
And to come to the meeting to see all the saints. And I have many situations, but I really enjoy the saints encouraging me by sending email, fellowshipping with me, and sometimes when things get unbearable, I just go cry before the brothers and sisters. And that really took me through. Sister has so much to share, but we're standing with her.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I just really appreciated this morning that the Lord is waiting for us to pray.
Amen.
Somehow I just had a realization this past term in the training. Something that I've heard my whole life, that the prayer is the work. And just this whole term in the training with the Thanksgiving conference, this past training, and just this word this morning, just the if the real things are the spiritual things, if the real things are the unseen things, then we need to be in the realm of the spiritual things. We need to be in the realm of God's economy. And the only way we can do this is to pray. You know, the outward things that we see, they're just temporary. But if we want to be in God's economy, we have to be in the spiritual realm. And in order to do so, we have to pray. I just really appreciated that the Lord can do anything, but he's limited himself to us and to our prayers. And really, he has already accomplished everything. And all we need to do is just pray his word back to him. I really appreciated this example of Daniel, that we need to join ourselves to the word. You know, if Daniel was able to turn the age because he joined himself to the word. He didn't just pray things out of himself, but he just prayed the Lord's word back to him. And it's just so simple. The Lord has already accomplished everything. And we pray from the position of victory. So we just have to pray his word back to him, and we lay the tracks for him to move.
Amen. 主在等着我们为他祷告。那我也从小到大都听有人跟我说祷告有效，但是这一次，借着我在训练里还有在特会里听的一些信息，既然这个属灵的事情是真实的，那许多我们看得见的是暂时的，为什么？那我们就需要被带到这个属灵神经纶的这个领域里，那这是借着我们的祷告，我们要把我们自己连于主的话 来多有祷告。
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I really enjoyed today's message. The first thing I enjoy is the brother remind us that in Matthew 16:18, God, upon this rock, God will build my church.
Amen.
Amen. My church is God's church. This really uplifting our view of prayer. We used to pray just according to our will, but we need to pray according to God's will.
Amen.
He wants to build his church on the earth. Amen.
Amen.
The second thing I want to enjoy is that I really much enjoy is the true meanings of the prayer. Is that true prayer, we need to touch God. We need to, have God's dispensing through the prayer. The more we pray, we should feel, the more the Lord will fill us with himself to us.
Amen.
Amen. So that we know his burden.
Amen.
Amen. The last thing I want to share is we need to pray not only individually. We
mm-hmm.
need to pray corporately.
Amen.
Amen. In the last year, December, we had the 21-day prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I pray with other three brothers together.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray, well, we feel the God way by way what he's speaking, his
Amen.
Burden to us. We
Amen.
Pray, the more we pray, we feel, oh God, you are coming. Your coming is very soon.
Amen.
We need to cooperate with God.
Amen.
We need to through our prayer
Amen.
To pray the way for you to
Amen.
Come back. Oh Lord Jesus, your will be done.
Amen.
Your kingdom come.
Amen.
Amen.
马太福音16章18节说，主要建造他的召会，这是他的召会。我们都需要眼光被拔高，不是照我们的旨意来祷告，乃是照神的旨意来祷告。我们也要看见祷告真正的意义呢，是借着祷告来接受神的分赐，来被神充满。我们越祷告，我们就越能够被神充满。而最后，我们不仅个人要祷告，我们也需要与我们祷告的同伴有团体的祷告。从去年年底开我和几位弟兄我们一起的祷告，我们就经历到主的话。我们需要这样继续的祷告。
Amen. I was really impressed this morning with in the second session of our brother's testimony of praying for his relative. And the immediate reaction, you know, even though it was just a few minutes that he set aside to pray for this person. And that, you know, in just with the few minutes that we give the Lord, that he can do these amazing things. And it's not to say that, you know, every time we pray that immediately there's going to be some reward or, you know, our prayer will be answered on the spot, even though that would be awesome. but it's that in the little bit that we give the Lord, that he can do so much with it. And that I find that when we give the Lord, you know, just 5 minutes, and then I feel like over time, this time grows with us, right? Because 5 minutes then becomes 10 minutes. And then, you know, we're kind of like, okay, maybe I can wait on getting dressed for work, you know, like 10 more minutes or something like that. And then that time becomes so sweet.
And I find that I found that in the 21 days of prayer, right, that I would pray in the morning and then kind of have to like get ready to go, and time would be gone. But then, right, there would be opportunities in my transportation to work that the train would be running late, which can become really frustrating. And then it's like, Lord, what's this about? But then I'm waiting on the platform for the train, right? And then it's like, oh, right, there was that burden about praying for the young adults, or, you know, what about Europe? And so then that time becomes sweet. And that time becomes so much sweeter before you go to work and you have to, you know, talk with your coworkers. And then to have the Lord's burden on your heart throughout the day is so sweet. And in having that time, which is 3 minutes, you know, waiting on the platform, 2 minutes brushing your teeth, 5 minutes putting on your clothes, that all of a sudden, you know, like over this time, your love for the Lord grows. And in that, those little moments, you know, that's what makes us be able to pray, come Lord Jesus, and that our heart matches His.
Amen. 姊妹很摸着刚刚Brother Ed 弟兄的一个见证，就是他跟他的亲戚有这个诚心，但是虽然有很多的搅扰，但他停下来祷告，主马上就回答那个祷告。所以许多时候我们需要停下来，我们也需要给主更多一点时间。也许一开始是5分钟，但是我们祷告祷告，慢慢也许就变到10分钟，甚至我们在等车的时候，我们也可以有祷告。我们这样的祷告是跟主很亲密的，也让主有机会对我们说话。
感谢主。我现在先读两节圣经，在祷告这方面。第一节是腓立比书第六章第四章第六节。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借助祷告祈求，带着感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神那超越人所能理解的平安，必在基督耶稣里保卫你们的心思怀念。在祷告这方面，真的，我从小聚会到从小在家庭，就是过教，是基督徒。到了美国好像一直没有发生什么事情，好像，但是就是最近去年跟前年，我的姊妹跟我的孙女都是在医生没有几乎没有办法才急救他们，但是接着祷告，众教会弟兄祷告，我也是，我现在也是警醒的，就是祷告，然后就是他们两个现在真的主的怜悯，主的活见证，他们两个现在真是慢慢慢慢就恢复健康，在医生没有这个能力，几乎没有能力，但是主的大能，他的手能医治我们，只要祷告。我现在是就是说，在聚会里一定做基督徒，一个聚会，一个祷告，一个读经，中间他会主会给我们力量，您的力量。我现在就是每天早晚都要祷告，都要聚会，感谢主。
Amen. Amen.Brother read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And he grew up as a Christian, but his whole life was kind of uneventful until last year and the year before, when her wife and her granddaughter were seriously ill. While the doctor couldn't do anything, all they could do is pray. So he learned to pray in this past 2 years. And now he found that this is the source of his spiritual strength.He needs to come to the meeting, to read the word, and he needs to pray.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, give us a clear view of your economy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, teach us how to stop and pray.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, break us from our individuality.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we can do nothing out of ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, but fill us with Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, that we could do everything in you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, and remind us to pray before everything we do.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to pray for your will.
Amen.
Oh, to pray for your burden.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, burden us with your will.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, burden us with your will.
Amen.
Lord, make our will your will.
Amen.
Oh, even give us a clear controlling vision.
Amen.
Oh, so that we can just stop and pray.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, teach us to pray.
Amen.
Oh, your kingdom come.
Amen.
Oh, your will be done.
Amen.
Oh, even that we can confess our sins.
Amen.
Oh, we can put away these sins.
Amen.
Oh, and run the race with endurance.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. 主啊，叫我们祷告，叫我们按着你的旨意祷告。哦，让我们停下自己。主啊，总是为着你的旨意来多有祷告。
赞美主，亲爱的兄弟姐妹，我今天我是五月六号，第一次加入教会的。但是呢，我受浸是7月14号。但是呢，我觉得自己呢，那个信念，觉得加入以后呢，觉得自己呢很自由。
Amen.
很轻松，做什么事情都很轻松，没有什么阻碍，觉得自在上面走。
Amen. I came to the church May 6th. I was baptized in July 14 last year. And I'm glad I came to know the Lord. I felt free.
Amen.
And I feel happy among the saints.
Well, prayer is clearly a very elemental part of Christianity, and I also find that that's one of the parts where I have where I'm pretty weak in, because I realize that I don't set a lot of time to pray and have time with the Lord, and a lot of that revolves itself around me being a time freak. Like, I am obsessed with time, and a lot of the time I like to save time. And do whatever. I like to multitask just to have more time. And, you know, if it was up to me, I'd be, like, driving and doing homework at the same time. Amen. Just to save time. And, well, I realized that also when I do pray before I eat, but I don't do so in such a good manner. What I do is, like, while I'm getting utensils, putting on condiments, whatever, I pray. And that's not such a deep prayer. It's not. I find it that it ends up being pretty, pretty bland, and you know, very, very. It's just not as thorough as a prayer. And just today, I found out about this acronym ASAP, which is always stop and pray. I really think that's really good. I think that we have to spend time to separately for the Lord, exclusively for the Lord. And that's why we should always stop and pray. So from now on, you know, instead of, like, trying to save time and doing two things at once, I will, you know, actually take time to pray to the Lord and to confess my sins and just spend that time, because after all, the Lord has given us everything we have, and I think that he deserves that. I mean, we all know that he deserves at least some of our human time.
Amen. 祷告是我们基督徒要学基本的功课。
Amen.
那我对这个时间的观，我常常想省时间，所以我常常想同样时间做很多的事情。那今天说到这个 always stop to pray， 就是总是停下来要祷告，对我帮助很大。
Amen.
我觉得我需要好好把时间分别出来。
Amen.
在主面前认真的祷告。
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. We really say praise the Lord for the. Amen.For the church in New York City.
Amen.
Amen. From all the brothers sharing with us this morning, that really encouraged us to keep going.
Amen.
In the Lord's recovery and for the Lord's recovery. In the past 12 months, in the 52 weeks, we're relearning how to pray with God's willing, for God's design.And there's a lot of time when you practice, you know, sometimes you practice in, you pray, but in our soul life, you know what I mean? But when we pray with God's alignment together, then you really can feel God within you become reality.
Amen.
And then God would answer your prayer.
Amen.
Well, so many times I pray for some of the brothers and sisters and they haven't come for Bible studying or, you know, related to the church. When I pray, so many times when I try to pick up the phone, at the same 2 seconds, they already call me.
Mm.
And I was calling my brothers, like, how do you know that I know that you know me? I'm calling you. How do you know that I want to talk to you? And every single time, prove to me again and again, our God is a living God.
Amen.
And He answers our prayer as long as we pray in His will with Him together. So, brothers and sisters, we pray unceasingly with thanksgiving.
Amen.
When we do that, when we be faithful, we will not complaining, murmuring, reasoning. Mm-hmm. Or we say, even though, like our brother said, even though the ceiling come down on us, we say, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Like a lot of times, some sense, they take a test of driving, fail again and again and again. I said, Lord, thank you to give me the second time or next time so I can pray, I can practice again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 主要恢复我们来祷告。 而且不是照我们自己的心愿祷告，是照着神的心愿祷告。所以这个是我们都需要学习。许多时候我祷告，然后打电话给弟兄姊妹的时候，那个同样弟兄姊妹就打电话给我。所以这个像我证明说主是又真又活的，但是我们需要学习在祷告上与跟他配合。
Today in the morning, I really enjoyed when one of the brothers shared about their experience, about praying for their morning revival time. And during the 21 days of prayer, myself and three other brothers, we did the 21 days. And what I realized afterwards was we didn't pray enough about the time of prayer. After the 21 days, we just stopped praying every morning or every night. And that time was really sweet, but we didn't pray for that time. And another thing that really touched me was how if the lack of thankfulness shows the lack of prayer. And that's, I wasn't really thankful for that time, but that time was so sweet. If I was thankful for it, it would show that we prayed for that time. And a verse that just came to my mind, or three verses, was 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Saints, we just always have to give thanks, and we should always pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just want to pray unceasingly.
Amen. 一个弟兄见证说，我们需要为我们的祷告生活来祷告。去年我也和一些弟兄操练这21天的祷告，但是那个祷告是非常的甜美。但是我们后来就没有继续，因为我就发现说，我们没有为那虽然我们很享受那样的祷告，但是我们没有为这个我们祷告生活的祷来祷告，所以我们需要警醒为那个祷告。还有他读了。
帖撒罗尼迦前书5:16-18，凡英文不会，中文不会，常常喜乐，凡事谢恩，不住的祷告，Amen。好，我叫林依依，我是昨天晚上洗净的，感谢主，我很享受。我其实来教会也。 才一个多月，是我妹妹倪梅琴传福音给我了。然后她带我召回来，她召回兄弟姐妹给我享受，她也给我了传福音给我。我很享受，很高兴，好像很开心。感觉很好。感谢主，什么事情都好像很顺利。我这个。 上个星期我儿子考驾照，叫我们姐妹帮我祷告一下，儿子今天去，哇，真的那天很顺，感谢主，一个钟头他就打电话给我妈妈，我考过了，感谢主，谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，我以后会做。 会享受了，会祷告了，感谢主，给我很多很享受，谢谢主。Sister
was baptized last night. She has come to the meeting for about a month, and she's really happy to be with the saints. Also, the saints pray for her. Her son took a driver's test, and then because the saints pray for her son, he passed it within an hour. So He's really happy to be with the saints, and she wants to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. I was baptized in 2012, 24th of June. And at that time, I didn't know what I was doing. But now I can prove to you and testify that it is the best decision I'd ever made.
Amen.
In my biography. Amen. And it is such an uplifting of life. Because just like the brother Benjamin shared this morning, Genesis 1:26, that we are created in his likeness and his own image. Nobody ever told me that. I'm a God type, a God man, and we belong to him. And you know, regardless of how long we're saved and how old we are, 20, 40, or 30, etc., but we're created during 5,000 years ago in the book of Genesis.
Amen.
And according to the New Testament, we were being destined even before that, even before the creation of the heavens and earth. And now I didn't feel like I'm a newly saved one. I feel like a one of Christ, a man that was designated by Christ. And I belong to him. It is merely a recovery back to him.
Amen.
It wasn't new to me, and it is not new to anyone. We are his type. We are created in his own image. And just like the brother shared today about the highest sight, we need to have the sight of God. It is such a great message, because I thought the highest sight can never have the satellite sight. You know, we see the have the globe at once, but now I realize the highest is the sight of God.
Amen.
He sees the universe, and the past, present, and the future. He sees everything. He has seven eyes.
Amen.
A lot of eyes. Amen. And it's such a blessing. I mean, it's such a blessing to be in his recovery.
Amen.
To be one of his type. And my burden now is to make me into an overcomer of Christ. We need everybody, every saint, to be his overcomer, because he wants a corporate overcomer.
Amen.
A corporate expression of himself.
Amen.
So we can pray for him, and our prayer can be used by him. So he can carry out his economy and he can come back.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们的弟兄是去年六月得救受浸的。 那他那时候还不知道他做了什么事，但是他今天要见证，是他一生做最好的选择。他很摸着，我们都是照着神的形象造的，我们也都是为着神的旨意而造的，所以我们的生活是蛮有意义。 他以前从来没听过这个，但是他很高兴他能够在今天在主的恢复里知道说他是一个神人，他是一个照着神形象要被神充满的人。那他现在的负担也是要做神的得胜者。Amen.
Praise the Lord. I also want to share what I enjoy in the past winter training. It's in the book of Daniel. We can it shows us clear image about an overcomer. And before, I think that overcomer is so far from me. But now I know it's really practical. It's like the become an overcomer starts with our prayer life.
Amen.
We can see in Daniel and his companions that he's not only a person that that prays three times a day, but also he lives a life that is joined to God's will. That he's not there passively waiting for Lord to come back, but he actively to pray for his coming and also live a life that's according to God's will. And I'm really touched by that. So it's like every year I make my New Year's resolution that I want to improve my characteristics. I want to change my bad habits, but most of the time I failed because that's according to my flesh, my soul. But this year I also can't wait to make my New Year resolution. It's just confess to Lord that I'm not capable, but you are capable, and I don't know how to pray, but you can teach me how to pray.
Amen.
And for what I can do is just fully open to you.
Amen.
I'm not able to shine, but you can make me shine, and you can transfuse yourself into my whole being.
Amen.
And you can make me you.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Amen. 我也很摸着这一次的这个代英里的训练，说到代英里是一个祷告的人， 但以往我觉得我跟得胜者清楚的图画，以往我觉得我跟得胜者没有什么关系，但是我们的得胜，做一个得胜者是开始于我们的祷告生活，所以我们都需要有这样祷告的生活。那以往我在每个新年我都有这个新年的许愿，但今年呢，我跟主说，主啊，我不知道我能做什么，但是我愿意向你敞开，做一个祷告的人。
Amen. I just feel today that the Lord wants to bring us to a new level in our Christian journey. And I just was impressed this morning that we see in Daniel 9 the intersection between the word and prayer. And I appreciated Daniel wasn't one who just received the word, but he set his face toward the Lord in prayer. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's so easy for us just to receive the word and enjoy it or be impressed by something. But I feel like this year the Lord wants to gain me and maybe all of us that we would receive the word and pray it back to the Lord.
Amen.
In this way, we can labor with the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
That his will would be carried out and we would be joined to his burden in prayer.
Amen. Amen. 但以理书九章给我们看见，但以理他接受了神的话，他也以这样的话向神祷告。所以我们需要接受神的话，不仅是要知道一些什么资料而已，我们乃是接受神的话，然后以我们的祷告与他有配合，这样借着话与祷告，我们就能够与主合作。
Amen.
Thank the Lord for such a wonderful time together today.
Amen. 为今天我们有这么美好的时光一起在一起，我们感谢主。
Amen. I hope that we all would rise up to pray for the Lord's burden, for the Lord's move here in the church in this coming year.
Amen. 我们希望我们大家都能够兴起来，在新的一年为主在这里的往前一同祷告。
Did you want to testify something, Nada? Is that, okay, hurry up. Quick, short. Amen. Amen. Yeah, sure. This is our Russian translator. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I wish there were sisters with me, so I will not translate myself, but I'll translate them. But I hope, I believe they are in one spirit with me. Dear Saints, I really enjoyed the matter of prayer this year. And today I really enjoyed the universal aspect and the local aspect of the churches. And I really like this ASAP, always stop and pray, Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus.
Amen.
I am so happy. I can testify how the prayer works in practice. You know, I should confess, many times when we were on the prayer meetings, when I was on the prayer meetings, when saints said, oh, Lord, bring 30 people or 50 people, in my heart, I would say, oh, give me a break. How come it would be like exact number? Today, saints, I can testify. When we pray specifically but for a specific number, he give you the specific number.
Amen.
Those who were 52 weeks ago, last year, yeah? Really remember, I was standing there, and there were only two Russian-speaking sisters, Russian-speaking saints, and me and Sister Marsha. She couldn't come, unfortunately, as well as she couldn't come today. And I felt so bad about this. And I testified, I said, I'll pray to the Lord that next year there will be five Russian-speaking saints. At least on my roll. Today we sit on the different rolls. I'm in the boat. And praise the Lord for this boat because I have to translate for four Russian-speaking sisters. We are five, exactly the number. We were specific. And moreover, you know, Lord told us that he can give even more. You pray for his will, you pray for his kingdom, you pray for his interest, and he will magnify. Not only he gave me four Russian-speaking sisters, he gave it to all of us. He brought the Russian-speaking conference to New York City. That was beyond my imagination, and I couldn't even dream about this. And that was a huge gift for all the Russian-speaking saints in New York City. And now, since I just want to continue this and keep praying that all the diversities, you know, New York City is a really diverse city. We have almost all the nations represented in New York City. So if we will pray for the Lord's will not only to move in the earth, we can even start from New York City.
Amen.
And pray to the Lord that all the diversities will be represented.
Amen.
In this meeting hall, in the church in New York City. We can achieve it. And we can get our, you know, the Lord's move on the world even can start from the New York City.
Amen.
And if we strongly believe in it, and if our will and desire, you know, if it follows the Lord's will, if it's according to His purpose, it is possible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 我们的祷告需要专一的祷告，去年他也坐在这里，只有两位圣徒，他就为，他就向主祷告，要有五位圣徒，今天他在上面翻译是一个人，下面有四位俄语的，主答应了他的祷告，不但答应他这个来的有五位，也答应，甚至啊，今年有这个第一次的俄语特会在纽约，有五十多位俄语的圣徒。 在曼哈坦聚会，所以啊，主答应他超过他所求所想，他也讲到主他在全地的行动呢，其实啊，全地不同的语言呢都在纽约，所以我们啊，在纽约啊，我们需要为主在这里的行动祷告，在新的一年与主一同祷告配合。
We just have a little short need for some service afterwards. I'd like to know if we could get 12 brothers to stand up to help with the chairs. At the end of the meeting, could we have 12 volunteers to stand up?
我有一些服事跟弟兄姊妹报告，希望有十二位圣徒能够帮忙这里的椅子，我们整理一下，十二位的弟兄们能够留下来，请你站起来一下。Okay.
We're close, huh? Yeah, okay. You brothers would meet Tim and Marvin in the back there. They're raising,
raising their hand.
Meet them after the meeting to take care of some of the chair,
chair
arranging and tables back to Bethel House. Amen. Amen, saints. We will see you this week in the prayer meeting of the church. Amen. And be sure to pick up your morning watch verses on the way out. Amen.